From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions remain about the cause of last weekend's plane crash in Egypt. Britain said Wednesday it is increasingly concerned that a bomb may have brought down the Russian jetliner that crashed last Saturday over the Sinai Peninsula. British authorities dispatched a team of aviation experts to assess security before British flights are allowed to leave the region. Patrick McLaughlin is the UK Transport Secretary.
As a precautionary measure, we've decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh this evening for the UK will be delayed, and that will allow us time to ensure that the right security measures are in place for flights.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State renewed a claim to have brought down the plane. However, authorities have found no evidence of a missile attack. A plane has crashed in South Sudan. Shortly after taking off from Juba Airport, all 32 people aboard were killed. Officials say there was one survivor, a young child. Assistant Secretaries of State Ann Patterson and Victoria Nuland have told the House Foreign Affairs Committee 85% to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. Victoria Nuland says Russia has not been willing to cooperate with Western nations.
What would positive cooperation by Russia look like? First, Russia would turn its guns on ISIL and stop the carnage in and around Syria's western cities. As the price of its support, Moscow would insist that Assad ground the helicopters and planes that he's using to barrel bomb innocents on a daily basis.
Victoria Nuland. A U.S. defense official says Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Malaysian counterpart will board a U.S. warship sailing in the South China Sea on Thursday. This is VOA News. NATO's largest military exercise in more than a decade sends what alliance head Jens Stoltenberg calls a very clear message to our nations and possible adversaries.
But the point with this exercise is to show that we are ready to defend and protect all allies against any threat.
The three-week exercise, which began last month, brings 36,000 troops from more than 30 NATO member nations and partners to undergo intensive training across Italy, Spain, and Portugal. Six families from Syria and Iraq became part of the European Union's newest program to help migrants avoid the arduous journey others have been making. The families were loaded on a plane in Greece Wednesday and taken to Luxembourg. The UN Children's Fund, meanwhile, sees no sign that migrant flows into Europe are slowing down. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UNICEF Refugee and Migrant Crisis Chief in Europe, Marie-Pierre Poirier, has just returned from a week-long mission tracking the migrant from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia to Serbia and Croatia. She describes the journey as utterly exhausting and fearful, especially for the children. She says people along the route told her they were risking their lives in choppy seas to come to Europe because the prices had gone down. Prices reportedly have gone from a high of $5,000 to a little over $1,000 for a family. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Canada gets a new prime minister today. It's Justin Trudeau. He was sworn into office and pledges to build a different kind of government than the one the country has seen for the last 10 years under former leader Stephen Harper. Liberia's Vice President Joseph Boakai says he is running to succeed President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the 2017 presidential election. He said he will be running on the Sirleaf government's record. He's nearly 71 years old, but dismisses suggestions he's too old to run for office. Just weeks before Taiwan holds elections, Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou has announced he will hold talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Singapore. The meeting Saturday will be the first between Taiwanese and Chinese leaders since 1949. Authorities in China are predicting it will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta says his government is resigning in response to protests that began after a nightclub fire killed 32 people last week. The Prime Minister released his statement on Wednesday, saying he hopes his response will satisfy the thousands of protesters who marched through central Bucharest Tuesday. The protesters allege that several senior officials took bribes in exchange for permits to put on shows in crowded and unsafe clubs. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.